أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. With regard to these ayat which we are busy reading, further explanation is given that on top was the ayat وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, that those who become murtad with regard to their deen. That ayat has come to be known as ayat qitali murtaddin, the ayat that in which it was commanded that those who become murtad, who renegade, who give up their religion, they must be executed. And Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that this was revealed before the time, before these events, long before Allah Ta'ala had revealed these ayat. And in that was a sign, is a clear sign that Islam, the Quran Sharif, is a 100% true kitab. In order to foretell to happen in the future, that is going to happen, and that it happens according to that. That only a person who knows can say that. And that is the Zat, the being of Allah Ta'ala. And then this ayah that we read, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, this has been come to be known as the ayat of wilayat, the ayat in which Allah shows who His true friends are. And as a detailed explanation was given over the days, that is what we have to try and develop in us. That wilayat, that friendship with Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul, and those believers who are very firm and rigid, and their namazes are of quality, concentration, and the zakat also they give happily. And all this was foretold before it actually happened. Just like Alif Lam Mim Ghulibati Rum, in there also Allah told what is going to happen in the future. So exactly like that, Allah give us all the complete perfect yaqeen about Jannat and Jahannam, about the life in the qabr. As all those things have come out 100% true, this will also be, it will be seen. It's part of our iman that it's also 100% true. So we should have that firm conviction. Allama Zamakhshari rahmatullah alayh, who's a very great alim as well, he says that 11 tribes had become murtad after towards the end the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and the beginning of the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. 3 tribes had become murtad already at the end of the before the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing away and go and leaving this world. And from them there were those people who had claimed prophethood, that they are also Anbiya, Nabis of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, one of them wrote to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and said that we will share the Nabuwat. So these people were wajibul qatal. It was compulsory to execute them. And it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu who at that time single-handed, Allah had blessed him with that conviction that jihad must be waged against these people. And in that, all these 11 tribes were completely eliminated. And they were removed from the surface of the earth. So this is what is required, and of good leadership, which Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave. In fact, almost all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were at the beginning of the opinion that this is not the time that the Muslims leave Medina Sharif and they go out, but it is a time that they protect Medina Sharif. For there is great detail in this. For one, the Roman emperor had prepared an army of 200,000 strong men to come and attack Medina Sharif. So they were of the opinion, we need the people of Medina to protect Medina. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha was of that firm conviction that this is the time to go out. And that his decision, all the Sahaba then unanimously accepted it, and it proved to be 100%. And Allah Ta'ala had foretold already that Hazrat Abu Bakr will be the person who will fight against these people. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq to have that full conviction on every dot of the Quran Sharif, every zabar and zair of the Quran Sharif, and make our lives according to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.